The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Plus a good 7:01 a.m. Central Time to you. It's Tuesday morning, and we're back, live and in the flesh, for those of you watching us live stream. Got some information yesterday about one of our vendors, Frank Davis from OptiVita. He is in hospice at this time. And, of course, that probably explains largely in part why I woke up at 2 a.m. and started praying for him and his family this morning. Couldn't sleep, trying to figure out why, and then that came right into my head. So I said prayers for about 30 minutes for Frank and his family because of the fact that he is in hospice. Yes, I know. He took all the right stuff. The guy looked great, 75-something, playing golf, and all of a sudden, bam, now he's in hospice. So we want to lift his situation up, especially for his family. The one thing we were told from other show hosts that are in contact with OptiVita and Frank's organizations is that Frank had all his affairs in order and was ready to go. He's not afraid of death. That's something that we all have to remember and keep in perspective, because a lot of people, you know, this goes right back to the old saying about how short life is and how much time we have on this earth. And the beauty of it is that we are all here, as I constantly pray, for the opportunity to bless other people's lives. And Frank Davis certainly has done that, and I'm sure that he has crowns laid up for him in heaven. So we lift the situation up and just thank you, Heavenly Father, for his peaceful passing and for his family, that your hedge of protection continues around them and to keep them safe as they get through the grieving process. Death is inevitable, Father. And we just know that, you know, if we do the right thing and we bless others' lives and we believe in the fact that your son was raised from the dead, that you put him here on this earth to bless other people's lives and then raise him from the dead, we shall be saved. We thank you for Frank's believing and for his peaceful passing and for those who loved him to get through the process of grief and to move on and to continue to bless other people's lives. In the name of your son, Yeshua, amen. If I could get an amen out of you this morning, that would be a big plus. We have a prayer request line. People like Al and Lorraine use it all the time. They are faithful listeners of ours here at the Power Hour. And if you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab, the prayer request line is there. Congratulations to Thomas Hume, by the way. You got 10% off your next order because you're paying with your orders by check, money order, or cash. So you get to reap the benefits. And of course, if you spend more than $200 at the Power Mall, with the exception of the Miracle 2-gallon size and the clay, you get free shipping. Obviously, the heavier packages have to be shipped separately, including the Miracle 2 soap. So retail ground is the free shipping in the U.S. only, right? And so they include insurance up to $100. If you want to insure your package over that, you have to do so at checkout. You have that option. We're not responsible for lost, stolen, or damaged packages that aren't insured. But you do get $100 worth of insurance, so at least half of your product that you're having shipped to you is covered. It's okay. Usually I've gotten lots of stuff from the Power Mall and it's all intact. So not to worry. If you're a first time shopper at the Power Mall, use the code FIRST, the number 10 at checkout to get a 10% off your first order. 877-817-9829 is where you call to request a Power Mall catalog. You can become a member by clicking on the Support Us tab, buymeacoffee.com, all sorts of ways to support the show. Justin Porter, North American Urban Spice, will be on with us at the top of next hour to discuss a few of their key products. We move on at 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. with the world news, as we always do every morning, dutifully. The war with Hezbollah appears to be looming as Winken, Blinken, and Nod goes to Israel. He's there now. Over the weekend, Hezbollah launched a rocket attack on an Israeli base at Mount Maron in northern Israel. Serious escalation of its attacks in return, Israel attacked a Hezbollah command post in southern Lebanon, killing a major commander. Israel has warned Hezbollah for weeks not to open a second front in the war as it's seeking to eliminate Hamas. As the IDF dismantled more and more of Hamas's military capabilities, Hezbollah has faced more pressure to act. Obviously, they're backed by Iran. That's what everybody says. That's what they want you to believe. You can choose to believe it or not. USS Ford, one of two aircraft carriers dispatched by Biden to the Eastern Mediterranean to deter Iran from opening a second front, reportedly left the region last week, which may have opened the door to ongoing escalation. Blinken, of course, is trying to be the peacemaker. Good luck with that. Israel's got other things in mind, as we all know. Now, you remember what happened with AI here in the States? An attorney in New York got hit with the $5,000 sanction because he used AI to write his legal opinion. Well, in England and Wales, as you know, the barristers, the solicitors over there, have a 1,000-year-old legal system steeped in traditions that include wearing wigs and robes. Wigs and robes. Okay, now don't. This is not cross-dressing, okay? This is just what they do, right? I know, I'm trying to shed light on it because everybody, when I say wigs and robes, it's like, oh, how's a judge going to show up as a blonde today? Because blondes have more fun? No, I don't know what he's going to do. Anyway, they are giving judges permission to use AI to help produce rulings. Ouch. This is the courts and tribunals judiciary. Released an opinion. I wonder if they used AI to do it. They stressed that AI should not be used for research or legal analyses because a technology can fabricate information and provide misleading, inaccurate, and biased information. Gee, you think? Boy, just when you thought the American legal system was going to hell in a handbasket, now you've got what's going on over in England where all this originated. The common law? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came over here. Contracts came over here. Of course, there is a vigorous debate right now about how to regulate AI. According to Ryan Abbott, a law professor at the University of Surrey and the author of The Reasonable Robot, Artificial Intelligence and the Law. That's the name of his book, The Reasonable Robot. Go figure. AI in the judiciary is something people are uniquely concerned about, and it's somewhere where we are particularly cautious about keeping humans in the loop, according to Abbott. So I do think AI may be slower disrupting judicial activity than it is in other areas, and we'll proceed more cautiously there. I guess we will. Wow. Yeah, boy, you just wait. They're going to take advantage of it. Don't worry, they're going to find, oh, look how convenient it is. You know that spell check that you use? Yeah, you wonder just how much of that is manipulated by AI, huh? Interesting. Canceling the Countryside. Of course, you remember the debanking scandal over there, the Nigel Farage, you know, across the pond, revealed? Well, shooting businesses, you know, they have shooting clubs over in Britain. They have gun shops, shooting syndicates, and gun clubs, which now they claim, according to Nigel Farage, who's a Brexit guy, you know, they're being treated like criminals by big banks that are canceling the countryside, they claim, with the British Association for Shooting and Conservation reporting a third of such businesses have had their bank accounts closed. Two-thirds have struggled to open new accounts. 15 different UK operating banks are implicated in the claims, according to the Daily Telegraph. The paper notes gun clubs and shops are being treated like sex workers by banks, apparently use any pretext to withdraw essential banking services for businesses that don't meet their social standards. Interesting how that works. And of course, the British Association for Shooting and Conservation hit back at the moral equivalence made between the shooting industry and sex workers, with a spokesman saying just because a very small minority of people opposing shooting, it does not become a reputation risk for banks to have on their books. Small minority of people oppose the banking system. That doesn't mean dealing with banks is a reputational risk to their client. Go figure. Now we move over across, back across the pond to Canada, where David Menzies, a reporter for Canada's Conservative Rebel News Network, shows up at a presser, asks Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland a question after a police officer accused him of assault in what appears to be a fabricated charge. And there was a video posted by Rebel News Chief Ezra Levant, went viral on Monday. It shows Menzies asking Freeland about Canada's refusal to label Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization, which is an ordinary question. Menzies is walking down a public sidewalk, keeping pace with Deputy Prime Minister. Member of the RCMP gets in his way and then begins executing an arrest, claiming that Menzies assaulted him. Menzies barely appears to notice the RCMP officer because his attention is on Freeland. The officer appears to set a pick, basketball style, as a pretext, get in his way, you know what I mean, to stop him, as a pretext for accusing Menzies of assaulting him when there's no evident sign of any intent to do so. What are you going to do? Start charging? Is that what it is? You know, is the RCMP going to fall on his butt and claim charging, and the referee's going to blow the whistle and call a foul? Nope. Didn't happen. Of course, Trudeau hates Rebel News. As you know, it's one of the only conservative outlets in Canada. In 2021, Trudeau's security detail roughed up Menzies as he stood on a public sidewalk hoping to interview Trudeau at an event. They don't want anything to do with him. So what's Rebel News going to do? They're going to sue the RCMP for false arrest, false imprisonment, and assault. Civil liberties, as you know, have suffered a decline in Canada under Trudeau, notably during the coronavirus pandemic. See, they choose that as a means to lock down all your civil liberties. That's what they did in Canada. But they did a lot of it here, too, and people bought into it. As Chong would say, not anymore, man. Yeah, not happening in America. We're not falling for that again, especially after what happened with Fauci testifying before Congress yesterday. He's going to be undergoing another round of questioning today, but we'll get to that here in a bit. Dorcas Mayorkas made news again. He just came up with a way to fix our border crisis. You know what his new border fix is? He's lobbying Congress to allocate billions of dollars, our taxpayer dollars, to bus more border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States, not just sanctuary cities. Of course, you know, he had a presser at the U.S.-Mexico border in Eagle Pass. He has to show up where the action is. Went on the defense and accused critics of lying about his record as DHS secretary under Biden. Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth, Dorcas Mayorkas said. Yeah. So what do we have here? In fiscal year 2023, 3.2 million illegals were encountered at the nation's borders, 2.5 of which arrived at the southern border. And that's just the ones we know about. Now he wants to hire more border crossing guards. Supplemental funding by Congress. Really? How do you think that's going to work out? most of Congress doesn't like what's going on right now. And, you know, the more that you get into and deep dig into some of this stuff, you find out exactly how untenable this border problem is. Fox's Bill Malugin reports Mayorkas privately admitted to DHS officials the rate at which border crossers and illegal aliens are being released into the interior, we're talking about the U.S. interior now, exceeds 85%. See, during Trump administration, we didn't have that problem. Now we do. Obviously, there's a reason for it. I'll drift down into the in case you missed it category and tell you one of the reasons why. Since I am at liberty to jump around in my news reporting, a four-time deported illegal alien decided he was going to go on a beer binge and guzzled. Must have drank a whole case of beer. His blood alcohol level was 0.249, three times the legal limit. He was deported back to El Salvador, where he's from. It's 37-year-old Jose Guadalupe Minivar Alas. Well, he was arrested and charged in December with killing 46-year-old Melissa Powell, a mother of three sons, and hers were 16-year-old son Riordan Powell in Broomfield, Colorado, last month. ICE has confirmed Minivar Alas's illegal alien status and his repeated illegal reentry into the U.S., despite being deported for four times. He has four prior convictions in Boulder County, Colorado, for drunk driving. Only days before the crash that killed Melissa Powell and her son, he'd been given a slap on the wrist by a county judge. You see where that gets you with these libtard courts? Family and friends, of course, have set up a GoFundMe page for Melissa Powell's other two sons, Chris and Halen. Melissa was killed instantly. Riordan died in a hospital later. But here we have now this guy. He's been charged with vehicular homicide. Four times he was deported. He gets back into the U.S., and this is what you get. That's just a prime example of how Dorcas Mayorkas's border fix isn't working. And, of course, you know, the administration, they don't want to take credit for anything. Except the economy. They think the economy is wonderful. They're gaslighting America doing that. And speaking of crashing parties, a driver crashed a vehicle into a White House gate last night, according to Secret Service, not long after 6 p.m. They're reporting a vehicle collided with the exterior White House gate. As posted on Twitter, Biden wasn't in the White House at the time. He's traveling from South Carolina to Texas to pay respects to late Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. Democrat, obviously. The driver of the vehicle taken into custody. The Secret Service is investigating the manner of the collision and the motive behind the crash. So be it. It's not an insurrection. Former President Trump yesterday filed several motions to dismiss his election case in Fulton County, Georgia, where he and more than a dozen others face state charges for allegedly conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. The legal team for President Trump in one filing that as president, he was legally entitled to immunity from prosecution. And that is exactly when all this occurred. The arguments are similar to ones he made in the case in Washington, where he was indicted by special counsel Jack Smith on federal charges relating to his activity after the 2020 election. You see, until the 21st of January, Trump was still president. The historical practice over 234 years in the United States has reaffirmed that the capacity to charge a current or former president does not exist, according to Trump's legal team. Such immunity is particularly appropriate for the president because the presidency involves especially sensitive duties, requires bold and unhesitating action, and would be crippled by the threat of politically motivated prosecutions, his legal team wrote. And of course, pertaining to Fannie Willis's charges, they argue they should be dismissed on due process administrative grounds and should be scrapped based on the Constitution's Fifth Amendment, which includes a clause that a defendant cannot be charged twice with the same crime. Interesting how legal pleadings work. Now we move on to something that's important to all of us. You know, Trump's fighting his battles the closer we get to 2024, the elections I'm talking about. You just wait. Things will ramp up even more as time progresses. Now, coming up, coming soon to a state near you, check newspapers for showtimes. Yeah. Well, all right. I hope you're prepared now. If you aren't, you need to start. 49 states are under various weather alerts. There is a polar vortex heading down from Canada and the Arctic. Extreme weather events are set to slam the United States. Of course, all the libtards are calling it, you see, it's climate change. No, it's winter, idiot. So we're talking about blizzard conditions, flooding conditions, potential for severe storms and tornadoes. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued for many of the lower 48 states this week. The hardest hit will be anticipated in Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, and Ohio. This is described as a strong surface cyclone. And it was intensifying across Texas and Oklahoma panhandle regions yesterday. The system is going to deepen further as it gets into Missouri today before bottoming out in pressure across the lower Great Lakes early tomorrow. Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, and California also under winter storm advisories. And of course, the real problem is going to be in the western states, the Cascade, Olympic, and Rocky Mountain areas. You can see a lot of snow being dumped on your area. These basically, because of this polar vortex, is going to affect the entire U.S. from coast to coast, snarling travel, threatening lives, and causing damage. National Weather Service, prepare for power outages. I sure hope you have some way of heating your home and powering certain things. I mean, everybody's got the usual. Yeah, we got flashlights. We got batteries. We got candles. We got hurricane lamps. Yeah, it's nice. You can see in the dark. However, a lot of you do not have, or we got a generator. Please don't bring the generator indoors. We've had numerous people do that. That's one of the stupid is as stupid does gene pool issues. People bring their generator indoors and then the whole family dies of carbon monoxide poisoning. Please don't do that. Make sure to open the damper too, by the way, if you're going to burn a fire in your fireplace. That has some very interesting consequences too. People that fail to do that. Some of you are operating propane fireplaces. Make sure you're stocked up with that. We are. Yeah, that's the time to make sure that if the power goes out, you have a means of cooking food. If you don't have a wood-burning stove or anything similar to that where you can heat up stuff, you might have a grill. Make sure you got propane for that as well. Or charcoal or firewood. I mean, you need to have some way of cooking. And please don't bring the grill indoors either. Same thing will happen. I know it's going to be cold out there. You better figure it out. If you're one of those 500,000 customers that gets a gob of snow and then it turns to ice, this is a bomb cyclone. This is, according to National Weather Service, probably one of the worst tropospheric polar vortexes breaking off from its Arctic origins blasting southward. The lower 48 is going to get it until about Wednesday of next week. Temperatures will be as much as 50 degrees Fahrenheit below average or more for mid-January. And that's not accounting for wind speed. You know, they do that too. They have the wind chill index. You better dress warm when you go out. Get the snow blowers ready if you intend on going out. St. Louis, by the way, has abruptly rescinded a mask mandate 24 hours after it was issued. And why is that? Well, according to the health director of the city workers recently were told they'd be required starting January 5 to wear masks indoors and when riding with at least one other person in city vehicles. That KMOX AM News in St. Louis obtained a letter with that. Then, of course, the information that they were relying on did not properly present the current levels of infection. So, Tashara Jones, St. Louis's mayor, pulled the mandate 24 hours after it was issued. So, wow. And of course, they say the city of St. Louis Department of Health strongly recommends masking indoors for all city of St. Louis employees effective immediately. Recommends. That's not a mandate. A Portland, Oregon area man found a missing door plug torn from the Alaska Airlines flight. Remember that one? We told you about it yesterday. The emergency exit door, kaboom, blew right out 16,000 feet up in the air. Fortunately, nobody was sitting next to it. But the door plug was found in the backyard of a Portland school teacher, only identified as Bob. B-O-B. Yep, he spells his name backwards. The school teacher contacted the National Transportation Safety Board after discovering the missing part of the aircraft in his backyard and sent two photos of it in. Of course, the NTSB is not disclosing the location of where it landed. They've been looking for the plug that blew off the plane, and they're also asking for anybody else that notices anything weird in their backyards, on the lawns, whatever the case may be, in the vicinity of where the door came off, to please call the NTSB and report it so they can come and retrieve the evidence. The entire 737-9 MAX fleet has been grounded pending inspections by the FAA. Amazing how that works. This so-called door plug, by the way, is installed on some jets with fewer seats instead of an emergency exit panel. We're going to talk to you about the latest footage of Clinton sex tapes backed up on USB sticks, payouts from the Clinton Foundation, and an FBI cover-up, all having to do with Jeffrey Epstein, of course, who didn't kill himself, after we get back from the break with these important messages from the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Good 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. I know you're probably all just, you know, chewing away at your nail beds, waiting for the information about Jeffrey Epstein. I know that just occupies every time that somebody wants to, they want to get the dirt. They want more than just John and Jane Doe's. They want names. They want names of people. Uncover it all. Yep. Well, Gateway Pundit has obtained another batch of documents, 17 yesterday. They're explosive. The new documents reviewed by the Gateway Pundit reporter revealed that there are alleged sex tapes of Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Richard Branson. Said the quote was, when my friend had sexual intercourse with Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Richard Branson, sex tapes were in fact filed on each separate occasion by Jeffrey, said the witness Sarah Ransom. They're all clearly identifiable in the alleged sex tapes. Thank God she managed to get a hold of some of the footage of the film's sex tapes, which clearly identify Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Branson having sexual intercourse with her. They were filmed by Jeffrey. That's what you call blackmail. Of course, as the report, confidential report states, for frustratingly enough, Epstein was not seen in any of the footage, but he was clever like that. So what does Hillary Clinton do? Sent her henchman to intimidate Sarah Ransom's friend after she went to the police in 2008 to report she was forced to have sex with the three on video. She was made to feel like a dirty whore and liar and wasn't taken seriously, Sarah Ransom said of her friend. A couple of months later, she was then approached by Special Agents Forces men sent directly by Hillary Clinton herself in order to protect her presidential campaign in 2008. They heavily intimidated her, roughed her up. Luckily, she took photos as evidence and then was forced to sign a confidentiality agreement, which ensures she can never come forward publicly implicating her husband, according to the witness. Her friend was given a substantial payout directly from the Clinton Foundation to shut her up. She's 100% certain that the FBI did a cover-up, and she's got the individual names of Hillary's special agent officers involved in intimidating her, then forced against her will to sign a legally binding confidentiality agreement on Hillary's behalf for her eternal silence. If she breaks the agreement, she is dead, the witness said. And, of course, several USB sticks out there has footage of the three having sex with her and said she has a kill switch just in case something happens to her. The quote is, and you can take this for what it's worth, unfortunately, I cannot send you the footage without her consent. This is Sarah Ransom talking. Due to massive consequences to her safety, but I can confirm that I do have footage in my possession. I have backed up the footage on several USB sticks and have securely sent them to various different locations throughout Europe with only one other person close to me knowing where they are, just in case anything happens to me before the footage is released. So, amazing how that works. The big cover-up. And the sewer continues to back up. I was even reading reports that said Cameron Diaz, the actress, was somehow mentioned in all of this stuff that got released by a judge. How? I don't know. I mean, it's amazing. You're going to see a lot of Hollywood dignitaries probably show up in this, as well as maybe some congressmen and senators. This is what they do. I mean, Whitney Webb had it right when she talked about blackmail. There was an explosion at a hotel in downtown Fort Worth, Texas, yesterday afternoon, 21 injured. This is the historic Sandman Hotel on Houston Street near City Hall. Happened about 3:30 in the afternoon, leaving sizable debris piles on the street. The hotel was in operation, 26 rooms occupied, 21 people injured, including one in critical and two in more serious condition. One person had been declared missing but was later found. Out of the 21 injured, 19 were treated on scene. One took themselves to an area hospital. Nobody died, fortunately. They smelled gas when they arrived on scene. Now, it wasn't a terrorist attack. There was construction that was being done at the restaurant, according to fire officials. We're not 100% sure that that's where it actually started at this point in time, but they're investigating, of course. ATF and the bomb squad and everybody else and arson investigators are all there. Yeah, they got to ramp it up and make it look like, you know. They're attributing the explosion to a natural gas leak, which they smelled arriving at the scene. Of course, the fire department has not confirmed that was the cause, but you can probably bet it was. Old hotel under construction. Well, not only if you've been reading any of the back channels, Jodie Foster, you know, the actress that John Hinckley tried to assassinate President Reagan, trying to impress her. She even is using the word describing Gen Z as annoying. They need to get a life and face reality. That's what she said. Well, Gen Z job seekers, believe it or not, are bringing parents to interviews, job interviews. Employers are saying these people are totally unprepared. This is what is described as helicopter parenting, which is reaching a new level. And as a result of this, employers are going above and beyond to not hire recent college graduates in favor of older workers, according to a new survey by Intelligent, an online magazine which focuses on student life. They surveyed 800 managers, directors, and executives involved in the hiring process and uncovered many reasons why older applicants are preferred, including that Gen Z job seekers are even bringing mom and dad to their interviews. 39% of employers actively avoid hiring recent college grads for roles they're qualified for. Out of the 800 people surveyed, a startling 1 in 5, 19%, said a recent college grad brought a parent with them to their job interview. But that's not the only aspect stopping employers from hiring Gen Zers. 1 in 5 employers say recent college grads are unprepared for interviews and they're often unprofessional. 53% of employers surveyed said recent college grads struggle with eye contact. 50% said they ask for unreasonable compensation. 40% said they don't dress appropriately for interviews. 21% they refuse to turn their cameras on for virtual interviews. They don't want the employer seeing them. They don't want to turn their camera on because they don't want to be seen if they're doing an interview via the internet, like a Zoom call or a Zoho call or a web, whatever, webcam, whatever. They won't turn their camera on. Wow. Now, I wonder why they struggle with eye contact. You ever think about that? They can't look you in the eye when they talk to you. Oh, God forbid, you know, we've had all these woke job recruiters talk about what to do and what not to do and how to lie to your virtual employer and talk all about, oh, yeah, I'm loyal. I will work until I drop dead. And that's really not what they're really saying is, no, I'm going to stay here until I find something better. Then I'm going to dump on you. That's what she was telling. We've reported on this recently. Of course, now we have this lady, Diane Gajewski. She is a professor of strategic communications at Ithaca College in New York. Quoted as saying, employers need to recognize that due to the COVID-19 pandemic, young people graduating from college had more than 2 years of disruption in their education, as well as in their social and professional development. Current seniors were in their freshman year at the height of COVID. They likely took classes online and were unable to participate in clubs, internships, or summer jobs. Is it their fault? You see, this is her excuse she's making for these Gen Zers that can't apparently. It's amazing how they can all go out and apply for student loans and they got to pay them back. Good luck with that. They can't get a job because they're not prepared and they're unprofessional. And this is the excuse they give. But where were mommy and daddy then educating their kids and telling them, look, you're going to have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, face the music, grow up. 63% of those involved in hiring claim that recent college grads can't manage their workload. 61% said they're frequently late to work. 59% claim they often miss deadlines, and 53% noted that they're frequently late to meetings. These employers aren't exactly fans of Gen Zers' attitudes either. 58% said Gen Z job seekers get offended too easily and are unprepared for the workforce in general. 63% said they're entitled. We all know what that means. I'm here. You should hire me because of me. It's all about me. I want to talk about me. Remember that Toby Keith song? Yeah, that's what we're talking about right there. 63% of them walk in like their you-know-what doesn't stink. 57% believe they lack professionalism. 55% said they don't respond well to constructive feedback. And 52% claimed they have poor communication skills. Yeah, would you please answer the question? Yeah. Of those surveyed, 47% admitted they had fired a recent college graduate. They fired him. This is why. Meanwhile, employers are pursuing great lengths to avoid hiring a recent grad, offering more benefits for older employees, 60% of them did, paying higher salaries to older employees, 59%, allowing workers to work remotely or in hybrid environment, 48%, and hiring older employees for roles they're overqualified for, 46%. Older employees, Al, we prayed for you. Now you have a story right here that backs up your wife should be able to get a remote job in a hybrid environment, 48%. They want to hire older workers. Why is that? Because older workers have good work ethic. These young people, their work ethic isn't worth caca. I would use the S word, but I can't say that on the radio because that's what their work ethic is these days, is that caca. Or as they say in German, Scheiße. So, you know, that's what it is. This is why older workers are preferred, because we have work ethic. We go the extra mile. And these people, I mean, you can use COVID for an excuse all you want. Big whoop-de-ding-dang-do. It's not happening. The older workers know. They know what's really going on here. You people have been influenced by these libtard college professors to think you're all that plus a bag of chips. The president of the National Association of Realtors said she's stepping down from her position after receiving a blackmail threat. This is Tracy Casper, revealing she recently received a threat to disclose a past personal non-financial matter unless she compromised her position at NAR. She refused to do so and instead reported a threat to law enforcement. The National Association of Realtors describes itself as America's largest trade association, representing more than 1.5 million members involved in all aspects of the residential and commercial real estate industries. So she's putting her own personal interest ahead of NAR. She's going to be replaced by President-elect Kevin Sears, according to the group. Now, moving on to the health category. A study has revealed simple ways to reduce risk of early onset dementia. Vitamin D, alcohol, and beyond. Yep, believe it or not, it's a syndrome, dementia is. This is caused by diseases gradually deteriorating nerve cells and compromising brain functionality. Symptoms, decline in cognitive abilities, impacting thinking processes. Early onset dementia occurring in younger individuals poses particularly severe challenges. The most recent study indicates both vitamin D deficiency and alcohol consumption are contributing factors to early onset dementia. I could have told them that without the study. All done in the UK, of course. Limiting alcohol intake and vitamin D level boosting will probably help a lot more to reduce dementia. Getting a reasonable amount of sun exposure, 30 minutes a day outdoors. I know this weather is probably not the best time to do it. Eat a healthy diet and vitamin D rich foods. wild-caught fatty fish, organic raw dairy, and, oh, organic raw dairy? Oh, hey, after what happened to Amos Miller in Pennsylvania Dutch country yesterday, I'm beginning to wonder whether the federal government will allow you to do that and pasture-raised organic egg yolks. Now, this is cool because, you know, if you have access to a farmer's market, they have organic eggs there. Consume a high-quality vitamin D supplement. We have them right here at the Power Mall. Track your habits and identify triggers for overconsumption of alcohol and set goals and aim for alcohol-free days or reduce intake gradually. Make exercise a top priority. Join support groups if you need help. Try non-alcoholic beverages. See, people like the fizzy stuff. They like drinking these diet sodas. That's another problem, especially with diabetes. That's why I like Pellegrino and stuff like that. That's sparkling spring water. For those of you who want a purported arthritis remedy, I've got one for you. Gin-soaked raisins. We just talked about alcohol consumption. No. Doesn't work like that. Here's what you got to do. Make sure to read the label of your gin to check that it's made from or includes juniper berries. This is mission critical. It's got to have juniper berries. I know Bombay Sapphire does. Juniper berries. Now, you have to have gold raisins. The others don't work. You got to go to the store and get a box of gold raisins. Sun-Made makes them. That's just one brand, but you got to have gold raisins. The regular ones don't work. You put the raisins in a shallow glass container and pour enough gin into it, just enough to cover the raisins. Cover the container with cheesecloth, allow it to stand until the raisins absorb the gin and the remaining liquid evaporates. That takes about a week. And then on each day, eat nine of these drunken raisins. Reports are it might take 6 weeks for the remedy to work, so be patient, but there are reports that it does help with joint pain and arthritis. Believe it or not. Yeah, I could just see them like now. I heard it through the grapevine. You remember the raisins? Yeah, all right. Hey, I'm just trying to make light of things here for those of you that found a little humor in that. Now, Tucker Carlson just did a video interview with a reporter who claims, Brett Weinstein, that the World Health Organization intends to end free speech in America. It's on the chopping block this year. We now know who started the conspiracy to commit murder, how they'll carry it out, and how they'll cover the tracks afterward if they're successful. It'll mean the collapse of America and the end of personal freedom and liberty. Do you care enough to stand up and fight them? Now's the time to support it. This is Citizens for Free Speech. The link is on our email blast that we send you. For those of you in the gardening, farming, and homesteading, we have a instructions on how to make a huge bonfire. Do you know that it's not only a skill, but an art that combines safety, technique, and a bit of spectacle? So we describe how to plan and safely execute, how to construct it, how to light it, how to enjoy it, and what the key takeaways are. It's a gratifying experience. Whether it's for a special occasion or just an adventurous endeavor in homesteading, the glow of a well-made bonfire, truly unforgettable. We also have an article about the pros and cons of shipping container homes. Wow. The article's author wrote about their off-grid shipping container home in Oregon. Pacific Pines Ranch was born from their idea to escape city life and chase their dreams out in the Oregon forest. And they decided to use a shipping container and make it an off-grid home. Each container can hold 55,000 to 72,000 pounds, depending on what size they are. They're made of Corten steel, which is a special kind of steel designed to resist against corrosion, have high tensile strength. Because they're used for shipping around the world, they're usually easy to find near any coastal area or shipping port. They're also fireproof, can withstand intense weather situations like tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods, especially if you recess them in the earth. Now, the cons, they take quite a bit of work to make them livable. Got to create openings and panels. You have to be cut out, which means you got to use welding torches, oxyacetylene, compromises the strength of the container and require reinforcements. It can also be hard to get at. The building site is not near any shipping area. You're going to be paying for shipping on a flatbed or whatever the case may be to get them there. And they require a lot of ingenuity to make them work as structures and can be labor intensive depending on the size and the design. We're going to cover at the bottom of next hour on what Fauci told Congress, amongst other things. After we come back from the break and these important messages from the Power Mall and the Power Hour, we'll be back with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice in our next segment. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.